Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm excited about having our good buddy Gary Harps back on the show. Gary is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He is he spent 20 years building Solomon Software, which he has subsequently sold. He is now working on his Six Disciplines project, which is the name of his new company and the name of his new work, and including the title of his books, including Six Disciplines, Execution, Revolution. And he's our good friend, Gary Harpst. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Gary, one of the things you've been working on lately with your clients, and I appreciate you bringing your thinking to us today to help us with my folks here, is this idea of making sure that you take an account of all the resources that you have, and that you make sure that you're maximizing each one of them and getting the most out of them. Now, it's hard to believe, Gary, that after 2008 and 9 and 10, that if you're still in business, that you haven't gotten a pretty good idea about where all your bullets are to load into your weapon. But there still might be some opportunity out there. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, let me illustrate the problem with a client we were working with recently that came in and did an audit of all their IT projects. This was a little bit bigger organization, but they had 130 IT projects, and they were about ready to expand their IT team.
This is a company that's not in the IT business. These are IT projects for the company?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and the principal,
these are internal projects.
Yeah, they were internal projects.
All right.
And they had 130 of them that was...
Wow.
And it was a bigger organization, but it illustrates an important point for any size organization.
Well, you know, but you know what, Gabe, pardon me for stopping you for a second. I have a little organization. I don't have a huge organization. And we probably got 20, 25 IT projects going on right now. I mean, if you're embracing technology, you don't have to be that big to have 120 projects going on.
That's true.
Go ahead.
And so they took an inventory of all these projects, they were not going to be able to execute their strategy because they weren't going to get enough of these projects done in time. And so they were about ready to hire quite a few more IT people. And what we did was sit down and audit. We took every one of those projects and compared it to the five or six strategic initiatives they had in the company.
Right.
And they found out that only 35 of those 130 projects really were aligned with the strategy of the company.
What happened to the other 85?
They dropped them.
What? How did they get born? Who birthed those babies?
Well, just a lot of people thinking this is a good idea or that's a good idea.
Right.
And they build up over a period of a year or two or whatever, and they don't get questioned.
Wow.
Know? And so, of course, they ended up having more resource than they needed. They didn't need to hire anybody. And,
right.
And, you know, we call this kind of like organizational entropy. You know, the mm-hmm. idea of entropy is an ice cube melts if you take it out of the freezer. And that's the way small and big companies are, that we get a lot of ideas going and we forget to audit. We call it an audit, a resource
right,
audit.
Right.
Where you look at your projects and you say, well, is this why are we doing each of these projects?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to keep reviewing that list. You can't just do that once a year. You have to renew the review, so to speak, periodically. We like a quarterly cycle
right.
or something like
but
that.
But you know, Gary, every small business owner that's been around a while at all can identify with this, because we all have ideas that we think will be good ideas. And we think that they're, you know, we think if we do this certain things will happen. And we've done those. We spent the money. We made it happen. And it turned out not to be the best thing to do.
absolutely.
And we've all done that. You know, if it was, it didn't have to be 120 projects, it could have been one project. But we've all, you know, we've all initiated five projects in a year, and it turns out that three of them were you know, were really not something we should have done. So, you know, this audit thing is probably a, you know, is a good idea. And we're going to take a break in a few seconds. When we come back, we're going to get you to help us put that audit strategy, you know, overlay that your audit methodology on our small business projects, folks. So pay attention. You got some good stuff coming up here from Gary Harps. Gary, before we go, take the take us to your website, please.
SixDisciplines.com.
SIXDisciplines.com. And the books are Six Disciplines for Excellence and Six Disciplines Execution Revolution. Gary Harpst, H-A-R-P-S-T. I'm Jim Blasingame. You know how to spell my name. I'll be right back.
I'm chosen hands to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.